You're listening to Pyro Media Network, setting radios ablaze since 2017.
What's going on, I'd Rather Notters? We're back with another episode of I'd Rather Not Podcast, and we're joined. Well, I'm joined. I'm your host, by the way. Let's start over. That was so...
Hi, you've reached Kwame.
And Christy.
And we're from I'd Rather Not Podcast. Leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, welcome to the show. The rules of engagement are really quite simple. So if you can pull yourself away from Grindr for 2 seconds, listen up.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Hey, let's have a kiki.
Take two. All right, so I'm your host, Kwame, joined by the glitteracious, the gorgeous, the amazing, my drag mama from another papa, I guess. Christy Champagne.
What's up? That's me.
Hey.
What's up? Happy New Queer.
Happy New Queer to you.
What's popping?
I am drinking. Well, first of all, what are you sipping on?
Today, I have some. It's the new year. So I'm not going to say we're like trying to be like one of those people who's like, I'm going to be so healthy in the new year. I'm going to be so fucking healthy in the new year. But I have a glass of ice water with some Mio flavoring in it just to force me to drink some more water throughout my day.
Oh my God, Christy, that's so healthy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm being very basic today. I'm drinking flavored water.
Well, it's good hydration.
Like, yes. It's probably going to be the only water I have all day. So,
you know, like, everybody asks me, like, Kwame, why is your skin so clear? How do you get your skin? Like, it's not all the products. Like, the products can only do so much. Really, yeah. It's just drinking water. Like, that's really my key. Drinking, absolutely. And honestly, lemon water. I put lemons in my water. And I usually drink one glass of lemon water, at least one glass of lemon water a day. Throw it in my my big gallon or half gallon water bottle and drink that all day. But yeah.
Oh, that's what I got. I got one of those water bottles that has the like white girl things on the side that say like, okay, drink up. You're almost there. And it's like at the times of the day where you're supposed to like drink it up to. And like, as long as I drink one of those a day, I'm going to be much better off than I was before.
I don't think to the side. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think I'm just a little past 3 o'clock's water intake, so we're ahead of schedule.
Praise God, we appreciate it. I'm drinking English breakfast tea out of one of my favorite gifts that I got this past this Christmas from my brother and my sister-in-law. Well, I hate calling her sister-in-law, but I have to say sister-in-law because then if I say my brother and sister, people will think that it's incest and it's not. But my brother and my sister-in-law and my niece and my nephew, they got me this this coffee mug or like contain, like it's a mug. Well, it's not a mug. It's a cup, but it's basically it's one of those big insulation cups things or whatever.
It's a Stanley.
Thank you. It's kind of like a Stanley, but it's not Stanley.
Thank you. Oh,
it's,
okay, good.
It's a Panvola, whatever that's called.
Oh, okay.
What I love about it is that it says it's a hunkle. So I'm an uncle. It's like a regular uncle, but way more good looking, which I think is absolutely true.
Yes. Okay? Come on, hunkle.
I'm a hunkle, and I love that.
Yes.
I've heard of uncle, like the gay uncle, but I love the gunkle, the hunkle. Like a regular uncle, way more good looking, which I am. I'm the prettiest uncle that they have.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm drinking English breakfast tea in it. It's been I've been sipping on it all morning and it still keeps it warm. I'm not sponsored by Panvola, but if you guys want, you're more than welcome to do so.
Hit us up. We would love to do a review of your product.
We would. Thank you.
Love
but,
that.
Happy New Queer to you.
James.
We are in a new year. It's 2024, dude.
I know. What are we, 2 days in? 3 days in? 3 days in.
I don't know this is going to air next week, so it's going to air overnight. So
right. When you're listening to this, we're about a week in.
Yeah, we're about a week in. But still.
The world has not come to an end yet. We're doing good.
Although I question if it should.
I mean, I mean, we, you know, listen, we did go through a semi bit of a shutdown a couple of years ago. So just a bit of a slight restart. So I'm just hoping we don't get one of those this year. Knock on wood. So far, so good.
At this point, Chrissy, I'm kind of over it.
Kwame's I would love to go back to living in my room for six months.
I would. Just leave me alone. Because
I love that.
I was in a safe space.
I can't. I was with you.
I didn't have to deal with people. But now people are irritating online. So I can't get rid of anything.
People are irritating, period.
So, that's true. That's very true.
What are you going to do?
But I know what
I don't think I'm ready to be on lockdown again. I'm not ready for that. I can't.
A lot of people don't realize this about me, but I'm actually an introvert. I think there's a thing for me. I'm an extroverted introvert.
Kwame said, I'm already on lockdown. I put myself on lockdown.
I'm done. I'm done with people. You know, I'm over it. What's her name? She's an influencer. She's a comedian. I'm forgetting her name. Oh, Miss Shirley. She says, I'm done people. Yes. I'm peopled out. I can only people for so long.
I agree with Miss Shirley. I'm definitely peopled out. Okay, I'm definitely peopled out. And you know what? It's not just all people. It's certain people. So yes. That's how you know it's real bad. It's real bad when Christy Champagne gets real sick and tired of certain people.
Oh my God.
You know it's bad. But you know what? It's 2024, and this is the thing. Listen, I know whenever we do our New Year's show, we kind of talk about resolutions, and resolutions have this cloud over them now that nobody keeps them, and blah blah blah. Yeah. And it's a little hokey, and it used to, they're not what they used to be. Yeah. But here's the thing: I made a resolution this year that I felt encompassed so many things. And it's going to sound cheesy. It's going to sound white girl basic of me. But you know what? 2024 is going to be about myself.
Yes.
It's going to be about making sure that I'm doing my best to put myself forward, keep myself happy, do things for me, not for anybody else anymore at all whatsoever. And I'm not saying I'm not going to care about the people in my life. I'm going to turn into a loner. I'm just saying that We're not putting energy into negativity that involves other people at all this year. And it's about me, about putting myself first, and then everybody else I can handle after that. So
in the words of 3LW, no more. Maybe I would do it right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You don't even know.
You threw it back. 3LW.
Who the up there?
Hold on, baby. Not 3LW.
3LW is back in our day now. Listen, they ain't ready for that.
I'm not that old, Kwame. I'm still in my 20s.
Oh my god. 25.
Oh wow. 3LW. Wow. All right, New Year's resolution.
Listen. So for me, speaking of New Year's resolution, my New Year's resolution is I don't fucking have one. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because I'm sick of New Year's resolutions, and I'm sick of the word resolution because it's so overrated. Now I'm not knocking what she just said. I'm not knocking what you got. That's a beautiful
goal. No, I got you.
That's
got
a great goal.
I'm riding with you. Goals.
I'm looking at the situation of at the end of the day. New Year, same bitch.
Yes. Okay.
And the reason why, and I'm not saying same as in I think what I have looked at in 2023, and it kind of goes in hand with what you said about putting yourself first. Last year, I was very, I protected a lot of people's egos. I protected a lot of people's spaces. I protected a lot of, but. I want to make sure I protect my own space, my own road down, my own car that I'm driving down this road that we call life.
Love that. That's exactly what I was saying too. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're aligned.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I'm no longer Because I realized, and I didn't realize this until I disconnected. I disconnected during the holiday break. And I wasn't going to. I was going to, like, do little lives here on my own personal page and you know, and do my little thing, whatever. But I wanted to disconnect and, like, have, like, some sort of semblance of recharging, number one. Yeah. Also, I wanted to make sure that I had a space where I wanted to be, like, protecting and building my own thing. And also, there was things that I was doing outside that people didn't really, that I'm not going to share on here.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see throughout 2024. And because I think a lot of times people, I don't ever want to be a person that says one thing and does another. You know, I want to always make sure that I'm aligning what I'm saying and what I believe in with my actions, right? And so I think a lot of times people, you know, I hate hypocrites. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a hypocrite, right? And I don't want to get into that space. And so for me, it was important for me to get out of the way of people, to be in my own space and get out of my own way and get out of one, most importantly, get out of God's way. That was something that I saw that really resonated with me for myself, and just kind of get in an alignment, relax, recharge. You know, relax, relate, release. And so I did that. And so I really feel a lot stronger. And one thing I realized is that people, no matter how, oftentimes people, and when I say people, I'm talking about myself. Oftentimes what I do is I make people or problems bigger than what they actually are.
Oh, baby.
You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm in therapy right now. You are speaking my heart.
Yeah, I'm telling you. When I tell you that I took I really deep dive. Like, I really was been reading. I have really been studying. Like, I really been, like, talking to therapists. Like I really have really did some really deep diving work on myself. Because you can argue and sit here and say, oh, well, it's this person's fault, that person's fault, whatever. But at the end of the day, if we don't turn inward, it's going to continuously recycle, right? And one thing that I noticed about myself that I don't – history doesn't repeat, but it sure does rhyme, right? And so I don't want things to repeat for me. I want things to move forward and to grow and to glow, but I don't want things to repeat, like issues. Like, if I'm repeating the same issue and having the same problems with different people, the same problem but with different people, then that's me. I'm the common denominator, right? But if I'm not, and it's just one or two, I need to learn from that issue and grow and move on, right? And so for me, I think I made people bigger than what they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can have bullies and people who are, you know, doing really mean stuff to you, whatever, and you think that they have more power than they actually do, or that they're really bouted about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know there's people in the world that I will, like, I can walk up to them and I know that they're not going to do what they say they do online.
Yeah.
I just know it. Because I know they're not bouted like that, right? And so for me, it's like, what is the purpose of making them this big monster in my head and stressing myself over about and trying to protect others by taking the brunt of it at the end of the day, at the end of the black ass day. At the end, like I say, it's not. They're not bigger than what you're giving them more power than what they actually have.
Kwame, why are you trying to break me down in the beginning? We're only 3 days in, bitch. And you are speaking to my heart, girl.
Like, hilarious.
Here's the thing. It's like, I can't even, like, I have. You are saying everything that, like, encompasses my thoughts of my resolution, and I'm using air quotes. Is literally this exact same thing what you're saying. Like, it's all of it. Like, I can't even, I don't have a disagree. I don't have a change of point. I literally am like, that is it right there. Like,
yeah.
It's just about, like, I'm putting me first. And if that sounds selfish, so be it. But, like, I refuse to let 2024, like, I don't think I realized, because I did the same thing over the holiday break, if you will, the 2 days I had free, and did the same thing. I just felt like 2024 cannot go the same way that 2023 did at all, like, whatsoever. Like, and so many, there's, like, the beginning of my year is starting with so many amazing things that I refuse to let the rest of the year fall to the wayside. And, like, it's just like, I also like have so much going on that it's like I don't want to stress about it. So you know what? Guess what? I'm going to put me first, 2024. That's it. And period. On period. I'm not faltering from it. I'm not changing from it. If you're not along for the ride, then enjoy your life and I'm going to keep going. Like,
and it doesn't have to be any hard feelings with it, right? It doesn't have to be any
none whatsoever.
One of the things that recently happened in 2023, I think it happened. Did it happen in 2023 before? Maybe it happened. I think it happened a couple of days ago, but whatever. I don't know if it was in 2023 or right in the beginning of 2024, but the point is that Funky Doneva, who is a YouTube influencer and a former member of TGIF on Fox Soul, had left the show.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of reasons, you know, why he felt like he said it was more financial. And I watched his video of his announcement, and honestly, Christy, like, he did it in such a professional way. Like, I was just really proud of him. He didn't draw any blame to anyone. He didn't say, you know, that he hates the network. He was very, appreciative of the network. He was just saying that, you know, at this juncture, it doesn't make any type of economical sense for me to stay and do more work when I can do less work and get more money on my own channel. And that makes sense. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that, it doesn't have to be any hard feelings or any drama. And I loved how he left in such a professional, mature way. And I feel like that gleaned onto a lot of conversations that we have when we're separating from different situations. Right? You don't have to leave in a negative way. You don't have to end friendships, or you don't have to end. And even if you do end friendships, it could be in a positive situation. It doesn't have to be, you know, negative. It doesn't have to be just like 4,000 year, you know, social media war. You know, it's not necessary. Like, you know, so for me, I just really, I think how you handle things is more important than what you handle at this point.
Yep.
At least that's what I'm learning in my adult years.
It's that's it right there. It's like I just refuse to let 2024 not be the year of me.
Yeah.
Period. Like,
it's all about me.
Okay. You know, like, I want to put all those, I just want to put all my insecurities away. I want to just try to thrive. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to be out there like hustling every day to like do all these crazy things, but like, I just need to make sure that 2024 is like chill and not stressful and about me and enjoyable and like, And I feel like it's like basically what it, for me, it's like telling the inviting the universe to bring you blessings by saying I'm ready for them. You know,
like,
I'm chill, I'm calm, I'm ready for them. Bring them to me, and I will thrive with them. Like,
that's a beautiful statement you said, Chrissy. Because I
feel
think,
like when you don't open yourself up to that, that's when the universe is gonna throw you all of that crap.
Yes,
when you're so guarded and angry and upset and fighting with people and have all this negativity around you, the universe is not going to be able to throw you your blessings.
Yeah.
Like, so chill out, relax, open yourself up, do you, take care of yourself, and let the universe bring you your blessings. It will happen. I promise you. And that's not me trying to sound preachy and godly and all that. It's just the truth. It's like, and so that's what my resolution is really about for me. It's just taking a fucking chill pill, relaxing, and opening up my world and universe to let the blessings come in.
Yeah, and I was just about like I'm glad you brought it on home, because that's basically what it is. Because like, and it's not about being preacher and that. It's real life. Nothing happens in the physical world before it happens in the spiritual world. I'm just saying that's a whole nother conversation. But you know, we're not gonna turn into a woo woo podcast or whatever. We're just saying principles. You know,
no, baby, we're just trying to say we're about to be real gay up in 2024.
Real gay,
bitch. Super gay. I'm talking open door bathhouse gay, bitch.
I mean,
like,
wow. Wait a
just
minute.
Just gay, single and gay and happy and enjoying 2024. Bitch, you bring it on.
Open door bathhouse. It's hilarious.
That's a happy place.
It's a very happy place for some.
I know it's a horrible analogy, but think about it.
No, it's not a horrible analogy.
Is anybody unhappy at an open door bathhouse? No, they're not.
No,
they're not unhappy. They're enjoying themselves and having a good life.
And they are getting fulfilled.
In more ways than one.
More ways than one, Eddie.
But oh, cheers, like, to bean filled.
Cheers. You know, but I think to your
oh,
point,
Christy,
one of the things that I really enjoyed about what you said is that, you know, you're in a space of readiness, and yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing. And yeah. it leads me, because right before, I don't know if you remember, right before we started recording, I said God knows what he's doing. I was just like scrolling through, because I was uh-huh. I sent you the link via Facebook Messenger, and so yeah. I was on Facebook getting ready to close out my Facebook, and I was scrolling through while we're getting set up, and I saw a quote that I have to share because it's really, like, it's perfect. It yeah, says, yeah. Sometimes the greatest test is how you quietly handle those who so boldly mishandled you, by Morgan Richard Oliver.
Ooh, baby.
Baby.
Ooh, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you are given, when especially, like, I believe this wholeheartedly, yeah. That when you are given an opportunity to really, really get revenge, and you choose not to, and you choose to allow God, and you choose to allow people's own karma and own energy to reflect back onto themselves.
Yeah.
And you don't get in the way of God, it really shows your character. It uh-huh. really does. It yeah. really shows your character. There's gonna be a time where people will know how much I protected them and how much I've taken the brunt of things by not responding to certain things.
Yeah.
They at that point, and it's not because I was doing it because I wanted to, you know, be a hero or whatever. It's because I felt like it was the right thing to do to protect those who are, you know, I felt like was in my charge or was, you know, that I felt like I needed to do so. Yeah. But with that being said, there comes a time where when you throw negative energy at someone, it's a boomerang.
Yeah.
And boomerangs always come back.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
God grabs that boomerang and throws it even harder.
Ooh.
So when Ooh. It comes back, it comes back a lot more than how you received it or how Ooh. You sent it out.
Yes,
so
sir.
I believe that at that. So yes, sometimes the greatest test is how mm-hmm. you quietly handle those who so boldly mishandle you.
Okay.
My
okay.
God, I'm today,
baby. Am I? Ooh, no, because you're right. You were right, and that's really it. It's like I've let a couple people mistreat me in 2023, yeah. and yeah. we're not letting that happen in 2024.
No,
for
no.
damn sure.
No, and I think it's a difference between having boundaries, because boundaries are not for the other person, really. Boundaries are yeah. for you and how you handle. Yep. Someone who wants to test your boundaries.
And that's the thing I really learned towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Because I know in 2023 I struggled with boundaries. I didn't yeah. I'm not ashamed to say I'm about to be 41. Okay. And boundaries were not something I really truly like think I grasped until mm-hmm. the end of this year.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. It's like a boundary is not about what I need you to do. A boundary right. is set up for me.
Yes.
And that's it. And yeah. And so that's, yeah, I learned that hardcore this year. So if you're listening, set up your boundaries for you, not yeah. for other people.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, because when you think about boundaries, you really are, most of the time it involves you and someone else, or you and a group of people, or you mm-hmm. and your coworkers, or you and your family.
No, or you and yourself.
Or you and yourself. Yeah. And so think about that for a second and just really realize that a boundary is about you first. It's about yeah. what you need. And that's not a selfish thing at all. It's about, no, this is my boundary. And what yeah. we're not going to do is cross over that boundary.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. yeah.
And what you're not going to do is gaslight me along the way.
I know that's right.
Period. You're just not going to do it. Like, it's not going to happen. Not in 2024. It's not
like at all.
Sorry. and that's just the.
And that's the way on that period.
Rumble. That's on period.
And that's
okay.
on period. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the the goals, I'll say, instead of resolutions, goals that I and Chrissy have planned for 2024. We'll be right back.
In a world filled with diversity, where radical faith and progressive believers come together, there's a place that's breaking all boundaries and embracing believers from all walks of life. Introducing Bulletin Flight Radio, an inclusive, progressive network for all believers. At Bulletin Flight Radio, we're dedicated to providing a platform for progressive believers and inclusive organizations. On our platform, get ready to hear traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, inspirational gospel house music, plus family-friendly house party, classic R&B hits, and our flagship show, Bulletin Flight Talk. Our unique community is based out of the Motor City Sound to the vibrant culture of California. But it doesn't end there. We are proud to be an ally and a safe haven for those with no labels and those who proudly identify as LGBTIQ+. We believe in radio excellence and education, and we're here to serve a progressive audience. Here at Bulletin Flight Radio, we are more than just a radio station. We are a resource for music and inspiration that promotes positivity and fosters a sense of mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. So whether if you're searching for uplifting music, thought-provoking conversations, or a supportive community, Bulletin Flight Radio is here for you. At Bulletin Flight Radio, everyone is welcome. We believe in divine love, acceptance, and diversity. Join us today on this extraordinary journey of faith, progressiveness, and inclusivity. Connect with us today and become a part of our inspiring community. Bulletin Flight Radio, where believers unite, boundaries break, and love triumphs.
And we're here, we're queer. It's a new year.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is.
It sure is.
That was the best commercial break we've ever had.
It was. New commercials, new queers, mm-hmm, new year. Mm-hmm.
New queers, new years.
Mm-hmm. So, Chrissy.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of the things, you know, we talked about, like resolutions, kind of like 2024, mindset, uh-huh, really, of how, you know, of what we have planned for the mindset of 2024. But what, yeah, are your goals? Do you have any goals, ooh, that are going to help you achieve those mindsets? Like, you have any? Like,
I do. I have a couple. I think one of my goals is to push my sewing to a new level. To really take what I do already now behind my sewing machine and really kind of pushing myself to make different things and new things and really take it to another professional level up, basically.
I know that's right.
Yeah, and I also I actually have a goal that I'm working on right now that is going to happen very quickly within the next month and a half. And my first goal that I plan on reaching is to move out of my apartment I'm in right now and get my own place. I haven't lived alone in a really long time. And so, yeah, our lease at our apartment is up and my roommate is moving to another state. And so, okay, I'm going to be getting my own place, which is really kind of exciting, but that's a guaranteed goal that's going to be reached within the next month. So we're already marking off shit off the list.
Okay.
And I want to work and I want to just really push, you know, Chrissy to a whole nother level. And like I said, like before our break, I just want to open up myself as Chrissy Champagne to new things to happen in the new year. Fingers crossed, you know, let's see how I can say this without saying what I need to say, but I put in for a little, let's just call it summer camp. I'm hoping to get approved to go to summer camp. And to the few, people who are listening will understand that reference. Yeah, so we're hoping to get a call from summer camp and make that dream come true.
Oh, I know. Okay, okay. All right, cool. We got it.
Summer camp. It's called summer camp.
We're going to call it summer camp.
We're going to go to camp. Yeah. How about you? How about you? What are your girls' goals for the new year?
Definitely a lot of my goals. I definitely want to increase, cause I increased, my revenue last year, but it wasn't by the margin that I wanted to. And so, and I think it's because I wasn't focused on it. I had a lot of distractions last year and, a lot of, you know, a lot of time was missed. I think this year for sure, I'm going to definitely increase my revenue because I've already started doing certain things. I already have things of emotion that started before I went on break. I didn't want to do anything during retrograde because retrograde was, you know, you don't want to sign contracts or anything. But contracts are being signed this week. New endeavors are being set up this week. It's just a lot more streams of income that I want to maintain for the year. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of months. I don't know what's going to happen in the first quarter, but I definitely want to leave, you know, space for God to do his thing and help glow, grow, and go, you know? And so that's definitely what I definitely – I definitely, and I know that I want to lose weight. Yeah, I want to lose weight in the first because it's my New Year's resolution. Now, I want to be more healthier. I definitely want to I want to get back into dance. Like last night, I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night, and not for a bad thing. It's just I was so enthralled in a lot of like I used to watch dance videos all the time, like choreographers post their dances or whatever, and I for whatever reason I got away from that, and I miss dance. I really do, and I think I want to do something, whether I'm teaching at a you know part-time at a dance studio or I'm hosting a you know a master class, whatever it is. I have enough skills, you know, and skill level, and I don't think I want to start a company this year. I think that would be a lot. I don't want to start a dance company, but I definitely want to dabble back into the dance realm in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but I definitely want to keep myself open to that. And the best way for me to do that is to get in dance shape. And so I want to make sure that I'm able to teach and do what I need to. So I think I want to do something along those lines as well. And I want to be unapologetically honest this year. What I mean by that is not that I haven't been honest. It's just that I want to make sure that I'm not holding back because of other people's feelings. I don't need to be an ass about what I'm saying, but I do need to express what I'm saying and in a clear and concise way. And I don't want to feel like I have to hold back because of people's feelings. And so I want to make sure I'm doing that as well. And you can express yourself to people without making it aggressive, you know, like I you can have a conversation like, hey, you know, this is what I'm feeling, or you know, this is what's going on, and it doesn't have to mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a, you know, a negative thing. It doesn't have to be an argument. And so that's those are my goals, some of my goals.
You better work. That's the best. I fucking love that.
Thanks. I'm trying.
I love that for us. We're doing it. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
I've been saying that for like the last 4 days is like, I don't know what, like why it came back into my subconscious, but the way I've been using that for that response for everything, we did it, Joe.
I love it.
We did it. Like, just, I don't know. Thank you, Kamala. We appreciate you, girl. I don't know. I can't. I don't know why I've brought that back into the world. But it's totally like, I've literally probably said it a dozen times in the last 2 days.
I love it. Have you been watching any shows that you would want to share with the people? Because so many shows that I've been wanting to watch the past 2 weeks. So it's been, or at least for the break. And I got started with another show that I didn't ever know about. Shout out to Bullet and Flight Radio, Dominic Jess Dominic told me about this show, so I've been watching it. But what have you been watching? I'll tell you what the show is after you go. You go first.
Yeah, I literally just got all completely caught up because they started a new season, but I've been watching The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Oh, interesting.
It's on HBO Max. It is the craziest, like, documentary about this girl and this family that, like, it's insane. It's like the best of every, like, reality TV mixed with a documentary. It's just, like, so incredibly good. But I've been watching a lot of, like crime documentaries and, like, I was trying to think of the name of the one I'm watching right now. It's on HBO Max. And it's got, like, 10 seasons. And it's, oh, God.
I'm going to start watching that. I'm going to watch the new season because I saw the upcoming season, and I think I'm going to watch.
It's an actual crime documentary. It's like real stuff. It's not like a scripted show, but it's I want to say it's called like American Murders or American Murderer or something. I would have to go look at my TV. It's on HBO Max, but it's like, it's just, it follows all these different crime. It's just so good, and there's like 10 seasons, and yeah. So I'm literally watching like, it's like crime documentaries all the time in my house.
Okay. I like
period them. Like any of them, like I will watch them all, like watch them. Any of them, like, and what's funny is I love that we live in a world where like if you start watching something like on one of your streaming services, there's always a like category that will say you might also like this, and it's just a
list of
the same kind of things that you can watch that are similar, and it's like, oh, then I'm just stuck in this like crime documentary like loophole, and I'm that's what I've been watching. Nothing new, or like I haven't really dwelled into anything like new other than that.
I have been on a sci-fi fantasy kick, and I've always loved sci-fi and fantasy, so I've been the past couple of weeks I've been really Netflixing it up. I caught up on a lot of the shows that I have, you know, missed, like a lot of my I finished up The Witcher, which I was really excited to finish up because I had stopped mid-season of season 2, and I know that this upcoming season is coming in the next month or so, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember when the new season's coming up, but it's coming up soon, so I want to be ready for it.
I still have to watch that. Don't hate me. I still haven't watched
it. No, I don't hate you at all. I took it. The second season got a little slow, but then it picked right back up. Like, literally, had I just waited one more freaking episode, I would have been like, oh, okay.
Right.
And I was just like, girl, this is getting too much. This is dumb.
Yeah.
And then it was like literally the next episode, the episode that I stopped at, that it kicked in. So, it was really, really good. But I digress. For those who don't know what The Witcher is, The Witcher is like a more fantasy version of Game of Thrones. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. And then I finished like this other show called Another Life. It had, what's her name from Battlestar Galactica in it? I forget her name off the top of my head. She played Starbuck. I forget her name, but she's a phenomenal actress. That was a really, really, really good show, Another Life.
Yeah.
And let's see.
I want to go back to our roots a little. For anybody who's listening who has been with us since day one, you know that me and Kwame used to be very obsessed with The Walking Dead.
Yes. I stopped that.
Me too. But wait a minute. I just found out that if you
is it gonna be a spoiler?
Wait a minute, no spoilers.
Okay.
No spoilers, promise. But I just found out that AMC has their own streaming service now, which everybody has a streaming service. We get it. But there's two completely brand new shows that they made with characters that we all love. There's
at least two
new ones that I'm aware of. There's The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. So he has his own show now. Mm-hmm. And then The Walking Dead, Dead City, which is with Maggie and Negan. Thank you. Sorry. I was like, why can I not?
Are you for real?
Yeah. And I don't know anything about it. I literally just saw it the other day. I haven't looked it up, but I'm literally like, I will pay the $5 to get AMC Plus to watch.
Wait, I thought AMC was on HBO Max. It's called Max, but it's on Max.
Is it? Oh, do you get it with Max?
I believe AMC is under Warner Brothers, which is covered under HBO.
I will have to look that up. But yeah, there's two new Walking Dead series. All right. That they were like
Discovery, but now it's Discovery Warner or Warner's, yeah. Warner Brothers Discovery, whatever.
But I also think that there's another one that has Michonne and Rick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard about
and,
that.
And that's why I'm like, because I saw something that said like the return of Rick or where's Rick been and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm looking it up right now.
So I stopped when Rick blew up the bridge. That's where I stopped at.
Oh, yeah, well, that's where we stopped seeing Rick at all.
Okay. Yeah,
and I think this other spinoff is got Michonne and Rick, and then those two we just talked about.
Yeah, I need to catch up on it because I think I'm like two seasons, maybe three seasons behind, maybe two and a half. I don't remember, but because I was addicted to Walking Dead. Like, I mean, addicted.
Ugh. Okay, so it was originally going to be a six episode. Thing, and it was originally going to be called The Walking Dead Rick and Michonne, and then they retitled it to The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and it start and I don't know when it's, oh, maybe it already started, I don't know, but yeah, so there's three spinoffs that are literally happening right now.
Okay, I'm gonna have to catch up on Walking Dead because all of the Walking Dead is on Netflix anyway right now.
Oh, which I love. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna catch up.
Oh, February. It debuts in February. So we.
Oh, perfect. That's one of the time. Yeah.
The one with Rick and Michonne hasn't started yet, but the other two have already been going, and it's like, so yeah. So I definitely need to. I want to watch those for sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna give me more than enough time.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh, and speaking of documentaries, I've been obsessed with documentaries that have to do with like religious cults or pastors or bishops gone rogue or whatever type of
stuff. Yes.
So I was really interested in and stuck on the Hillsong documentaries for a while. But I watched this and I couldn't even finish it. That's how freaking crazy it was. But Love Has Won, the Cult of Mother God, which is on Max.
Oh.
That heifer was crazy. And all of them were crazy. Oh. Like, that was some weird. It made, I don't know if you saw the there was a documentary on Netflix about Twin Flames, this Twin Flame cult.
Uh-huh.
It made that one, and that one was already crazy, but it made that one seem like angels compared to this one. This one was sick. These girls are crazy.
I also watched one the other day, and again, I'm horrible because I can't remember what it's called, but it was about Amish witches.
Hmm.
And when I tell you, I got about, how I figured it out was there was a movie recommendation. And then when I clicked on the movie recommendation, I saw that there was a documentary that went along with it. So it was like two different separate things. So I watched the movie. I want to tell you, bitch, I didn't even get like 30 minutes in. And I was like getting a little scared for my life. I was like, listen, I'm a religious person. And this is some unworldly, godly stuff going on here with these Amish witches and brujas.
Was it on Hulu?
I think it was on Hulu, yeah.
Okay, then it was called Amish Witches, the True Story of Holmes County.
That's it, right there, yep.
I'm going to check it out. Should I check it out?
Watch it. I watched it, but I was feeling a little some sort of way. I was like, ooh, ooh, oh, baby. Okay.
too much. I'll check it out.
And this is why I won't be going to anywhere. I'm going to leave the Amish people alone. Good on you guys. Enjoy your life. But
we thank y'all for your services. Thank you.
I will not be visiting if this is what's going on where you
live. First of all, I wouldn't visit anyway because I couldn't use my phone, and that's not going to happen.
That part.
My black ass is not going into an all-white space without a phone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That part.
It's not safe. Mm-hmm. Anywho, we love you guys. Thank you guys for
tonight. We do.
We appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys tell us about your New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever, themes or whatever you got going on in the comments, or you could send us a listener letter through pyromedianetwork.com. So you can go there and get that information, and you can go ahead and fill out a form, and you can read it out loud to you guys. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Happy New Queer to all of you queers out there. All of you beautiful people who listen. We appreciate you. And we'll see you on the next one.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and by the way, what are we not going to do this year?
Oh, give two shits, but we're definitely saying I'd rather not to all the haters.
Amen. Amen. See you on the next one, y'all. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Wonderful, Kiki. This episode is brought to you by Pyro Media Network. Produced by Pyro Media Productions. Setting brands ablaze since 2017. Thank you for listening.